Change is inevitable. This is something that humanity figured out a long time ago, yet somehow it still manages to surprise the casual observer. People who identify, understand, and adapt or harness change are often the biggest winners in society. Think Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, and Warren Buffett. Sometimes change arrives slowly and without much fanfare. Other times it rushes in with great flourish, a disruption event such as the global pandemic. Regardless, it is happening everywhere at every minute and every hour of the day, and you can experience some change in real time, if you know where to look. The same can be said for the change that is happening to populations around the world. For most of human history, the average age of the population didn't change much, even in the darkest times, during wars, famines, and natural disasters, and periods of great advancement. Societies remained, on average, very young places that were home to very few old people. That was due to the fact that the vast majority of individuals died during birth, infancy, or childhood. Only a select few were spared the challenges of malnutrition, natural and man-made disasters, and diseases to mature into fully formed adults, and even fewer of them made it to old age. Since the beginning of humanity's rush toward industrialization and progress, societies have been getting older. This shift started out slowly just over 200 years ago, at least in the industrialized West. However, the demographic transition has sped up in the last 100 years and hit a feverish pace starting around the middle of the 20th century. Life expectancy nearly doubled and birth rates cratered. In some countries, the shift has happened at a quickened pace, occurring in less than a century for those such as Japan, and a half century or less in some such as China. Over the course of this decade, some of the world's largest and most developed economies, as well as some of its smallest and least advanced, will become incredibly old. At least 35 of the 195 nations on this planet will have, at a minimum, 1 out of 5 people over the age of 65, the traditional retirement age, by 2030. In the next 2 years, those aged 65 and over will be equal to those under 18 in the United States. And by 2050, 1 in 6 people worldwide will be over 65, 1 in 4 in Europe and North America. The most surprising fact is that the number of persons aged 80 years and over is projected to triple, from 143 million in 2019 to 426 million by 2050, making this group the fastest-growing demographic in the world. Visualizing the demographic shift. For much of human history, population tables have looked like pyramids, with large numbers of children at the bottom and small numbers of old people at the top. The average human life expectancy from the classical period up until the middle of the 19th century hovered around 30 years. But this statistic distorts the picture of how the world actually was. A place distinguished by high infant and child mortality rates, as well as poor public health and sanitation, and little financial security. Life was hard and relatively short for the vast majority of people. But in contrast, if you were wealthy and privileged, you had a pretty good chance of growing to an age we would consider old today. The best modern example of the former is Niger, the youngest country in the world, where more than half of the population is under the age of 14. In contrast, more than half of Monaco's population is over 53. The demographic transition has come in waves and has been roughly tied to periods of great economic and technological development and disruption, such as the Industrial Revolutions,